Just thank you for the opportunity. Ask that you pray, continue to pray for services here this morning and through the weekend. If you haven't prayed, God can answer prayers just like that. And I know the man of God who steps in front of the people of God needs the Holy Spirit to be able to give him liberty in the pulpit. And I ask you to pray for liberty in the pew, that your mind may be free from the things that trouble you on a daily basis, that may be troubling you right now. The devil wouldn't be any more, happier than to take your mind off the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. I was in a meeting back in February, and I was sitting on the front pew, and Brother Ricky Myers leaned over to me, and he said, "What's on your mind, brother?" I said, "Well, the scriptures." I think he thought I was playing around with him. And I said, "No, I'm considering the scriptures." He said, "Well, I thought you were going to preach about the Super Bowl." I said, "I got something a lot better to preach about than the Super Bowl. Amen. I'm talking about the Superman, the man, Christ Jesus, the one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus." And I want to talk to you a little bit out of the scriptures about the man, Christ Jesus. What's the importance of the scriptures that we have? You know, the scriptures are part of the three things that God has preserved here in this life. He's preserved his people. We're sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ, and called. The people of God are preserved in Jesus Christ, in the blood of Jesus. And I thank God for that. Because if we weren't preserved in Jesus Christ, we would have no hope. We'd be lost. I just put it plain and simple. We'd be lost out here in this lost world. The scriptures are important for us because he's not only preserved his people and preserved his church, but he preserved his word for you and I to glean from, to draw from, to look at on a daily basis. Something we need to read and we need to study. We need to meditate. If it was important for God to preserve his written word, it should be very important to the child of God. Amen. Something I neglected a long time ago growing up. I grew up in a Christian household. My dad, a gospel minister for over 50 years, and he preached it on a daily basis. I just thought, well, I just get my fill on Sunday morning at 10:30. That's why we pay the preacher, right, Brother Tim? If I refer to Brother Tim, I'm talking about me, not your wonderful pastor. And that's why we, provide for him, right? So he can read and he can study and he can provide me with what I need. You needed a lot more than just one time on Sunday. Amen. You needed a lot more. I needed a lot more. Right. And I can better myself and I can worship my God and I can walk with him and I can talk with him. And I need that. I need that as a child of God in a lost world. I need to be in the scripture. He could have preserved many of things here. He could preserve the dinosaurs. I mean, there's a number of things that God could preserve. And he preserved his word for his church, for his people. Right. And that's what the gospel minister is supposed to preach out of. To study ourself to show approved unto God, a work not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of what? The word of truth. It's the truth. All else out there, we're talking about AI and things on the news and all this fake stuff. You don't know what to believe anymore or what not, to glean from, to draw from, to comfort you from. Well, I'm telling you right now, God has preserved his word for the comfort of God's little sheep out here in a lost world. And you need to be in it. I'm exhorting you here this morning and admonishing you about the preserved word of scripture and preserved word of God. It was important to Jesus on the mountain of temptation. What did he go to? He kept going back to the Deuteronomy. It is written. It is written. It is written. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Right. If it was good enough for Jesus to go to, it's good enough for me. I don't know about you. Right. If it was good enough for him to go to defeat the devil, he could have been like, "Shoo, fly, don't bother me. Give me a little leeway there." I mean, it's the devil approaching Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He knew who he was going up against. He knew exactly who he was going up against. "I'll give you this. I'll give you that." God owns everything. The cattle of 1,000 hills. Right. He owns everything. We owe it all to him. Amen. We owe it all to him. And if it was good enough for him to go to the scriptures to resist the devil there that day, I'm telling you, child of God, it's good enough for you. Right. It's good enough for me. How are you going to resist the devil? Go to the scriptures. Right.
Do what Jesus did. That's what we need to do. They wear that bracelet. What would Jesus do? I'm talking about, what would you do? I'm going to follow the steps of Jesus, and I'm going to resist the devil, and I'm going to go to the scriptures. That's how I'm going to be happy. That's how I'm going to move forward here in this life. You know, it's our only rule of faith and practice. Right. You know, we're not to go outside, you know, the left of Genesis, outside of Revelation. We're to stick to the script. If you want to label my sermon this morning, it's called Sticking to the Script. Amen. Make it sticky. Make it hard to get loose of. You got it on your phone. You got it on your tablets. You got the written word. You got the laws of God written in your heart and in your mind. Right. When things approach you, you're dealing with some troubles, whether you're at work, whether you're at school, whether you're out here in the local neighborhood, stick to the script. Amen. Go to the Word of God. I'm telling you, God is pleased when you're in His Word, gleaning from those things. He is able to not only reveal things in His Word to make you happy. You'll come across something if you're in it on a daily basis, when you're going through something, and you're like, wow, it's amazing. It's an amazing book. You've got it here this day in 2025, what, May 2nd? You've got it here this morning. The three things that God has preserved. He's preserved you, His children, His sheep. Oh, I'm telling you, He's preserved His church. I know the church is the people, it's His bride. But He's given us a place we can go to. We don't need electricity. We don't need anything. We're gathered together. He's preserved the church. His church is going to be in this world until He comes back. I don't know where that's going to be yet. I hope it's here. I hope it's back in Nashville. I hope it, wherever you go to church, I hope it's there. I really do. It's a great place to be. It's a wonderful place to be.
Right.
It's one day a week. We should be just bolting to the house of God. Sister Tracy was flying. She about left me this morning coming from the house. I mean, she was in a hurry. I understand why. She may tell you a different reason, but I'm telling you. In my little, you know, peanut brain, I think she was in a hurry to get to the house of God, to see God's family, to start cheering up on a, you know, it looks like a gloomy day, but it's not a gloomy day. When you woke up this morning and seen the mercies of God, Jeremiah talks about His mercies are new every day. You read that in Lamentation. I'm telling you, wow, it's wonderful. I love it. You know, Paul told Timothy to that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, is given by inspiration of God. It's divinely inspired. It cannot be broken. There was a time in my life where I was away. My brother said, listen, you need to come back. He's like, the Bible, the Word of God, it can't be broken. There's the truth. They tried all their life. It's the most loved and hated book there is. And you've got it in your possession because God has preserved it for you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you because I neglected it so, you know, years ago. And I could have been much happier here in this life if I could have just hold on to it for a little bit, not dependent on other people talking to me out of it and exhorting me. It says, he says, all the Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's God-breathed. When you think about that just for a second, that the Holy Spirit breathed that for you and for I and has preserved it for you and I should just go, my kids go, boo, you know, just like blow the top off the door. When you think about that, it's amazing. He could use tiny man to write down His glorious word for His children that He loved before the foundation of the world. And He knew that we would need it. You understand that? He knew that we would need it. And His magnificence and His omniscience knew that if He didn't have that for us, we would be lost sheep, not knowing what to believe, not knowing where to go to. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Everything that the child of God does and anybody else, the non-elect or elect, everything's about a profit. You don't go to work not to, you know, make a profit. You know, you just don't. Imagine working all day and working all night, and at the end of the day, he's like, here's your paycheck, 0, 0, 0. No profit today. How long are you going to keep that job? It's profitable.
Right.
It's very profitable for the child of God.
Amen.
It's profitable for doctrine, what we teach and what we're supposed to preach on a daily basis, how we're supposed to walk, how we're supposed to talk, how we're supposed to stand, move forward. And definitely how to be still and know that He is God. Yeah. There is no other God. It's in Him alone. Right. It's profitable for the doctrine that we preach and teach as Primitive Baptists. It's very profitable for that. It's for reproof of what we're doing wrong, how to get reproved. And for correction, how to get right. And for instruction, I need some instruction. Boy, I tell you what, I'm not a man who's afraid to get a little instruction on where I'm to go. I about got lost this morning, and I was about to have to ask for instruction how to get here because I didn't have any bars on my phone, so I couldn't use Waze. I'm not against getting some instruction.
Amen.
And this is a perfect, thorough furniture for instruction in righteousness.
Right.
In righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, that means mature, thoroughly furnished unto all, how many? All.
Right.
Unto all good works.
Right.
I thought you didn't believe in work salvation. Eternally? No, I believe in the work.
Right. Amen.
We do believe in the work, the only work. The only man could get the job done. We do believe in works. I tell you what, I assure you, we believe in works.
Right.
We believe in eternal work by Jesus Christ and Him crucified, Paul told the Corinthians. He could have told them anything else he wanted to try to remember. He said, Jesus Christ and crucified. If he didn't remember anything Paul had to preach and teach and to leave with them, don't ever forget, it's all about Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Unto all good works. We need to be a people going about of good works. We definitely do. We need to shine, make the people we come in contact with them and share the good news of the gospel. That's good works.
Right.
You come into the house of God and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart, grace in your heart to God. That's good works. We need to be a good working people.
Amen.
So when you're talking to people and you're talking about the scriptures and you just like, we don't believe in works, you need to clarify that.
Right.
And how are you going to clarify that? Go to the Word of God.
Right.
Stick to the scriptures. Joshua, you don't have to turn with me. Joshua, just had the death of Moses. And he was going to lead his children over to the promised land. In Joshua chapter 1, I'm just going to read verses 5 through 8. And this is what they're telling Joshua. It's amazing. He says, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee,
Amen.
Nor forsake thee. That's the promise of God.
Amen.
That's your promise to you, child of God. It's a promise to me. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, I've forsaken the Lord a lot over my lifetime. I don't have to show, need a show of hands that people that have forsaken the Lord, no matter what that is. But His promise to each child of God, as preserved child of God, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee, Joshua. I'm telling you what, that would build my faith right there, hearing those words. He goes on to verse 6, he says, be strong and of good courage. Good courage. Not only to have courage, but to have good courage. Be strong in this. I'm not going to leave you nor forsake you. He says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe what? To do according to all the law. My goodness. This is how he's admonishing Joshua to lead his people across. He says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. Sounds like profitability again, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to prosper, don't get over to the left. Don't get over to the right. Stay your course. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Just like Peter when he jumped out of the boat, when he didn't go to the left, didn't go to the right, didn't look down. If he had kept his eyes on the Lord, he would have never sank.
Right.
He had great faith jumping out of that boat when he was focused on his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who said, come, Peter. I tell you what, he'd have been all right. His way would have been prosperous walking on that sea that day. Can you imagine Peter knowing the sea and the waves? He's a fisherman. But when his eyes were focused, when he wasn't turning to the left and the right, and he was center point, that's what we should be doing. You know, the scriptures are a testimony of Jesus Christ. It says, in them you think you have eternal life, but they are a testimony of me. They're a testimony of Jesus Christ. From Genesis to Revelations, you can see Jesus throughout the Word of God. That makes me want to dive in. That makes me want to find Jesus. That makes me want to look for Jesus. Do you look for him on a daily basis? Do you see the importance of the scriptures here this morning? I'm telling you, you can find Jesus in his Word. I love it. That's why all I want to preach is Jesus. When I first started preaching, one brother, he said, brother, I'm telling you, they just want to hear about Jesus. Amen. They just want to hear about Jesus. And I said, amen, brother. That shouldn't be that hard to do. When you're talking about success, when you talk about my life, it's not a life of success. When I talk about Jesus, I'm talking success.
Amen.
He says, verse 8, the book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way, what? Prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success.
Yes.
I like to have good success. I like to be prosperous. I like to be profitable. And how am I going to do that? By not getting over here into the field of unsuccess, into the left and to the right. But get in the scriptures on a daily basis. I admonish you to do these things. They're very profitable to you. And I want you to be profitable as a child of God. I don't like to see children of God hurt and distressed and not filled full of joy and peace. You know, the psalmist right out of the gate, Psalms 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But what? His delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight. I delight in a lot of stuff. But I'm telling you, when you study and meditate both day and night, your delight can be in the law of the Lord.
Right.
He says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yeah.
It shows me, the lamp shows me where I'm at and how sinful of a man that I am and how much righteousness I need in Jesus Christ. And he's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it shows me. It shows me where I'm at as a child of God, where I was, where I'm at. And his light, his word is a light unto my path. I need to know where I'm going. And I want you to know where you're going. When you draw your last breath, you're going to be in heaven in immortal glory with no more pain or sorrow or sin or tears. I'm telling you, I want you to know where you're going. And you can know where you're going when you're in the scriptures and you're studying on them both day and night. His delight is in the law, not in other things in this world. I thought about this a lot. You know, they say the world has nothing good for you. I said, man, the world's got a lot to offer. It really does. I mean, there's a lot to offer out there. But I'm telling you right now, there's not a lot to offer to the child of God.
Amen.
There is not. Don't seek your pleasure and delight out here in the things in this world. Seek him in the law of the Lord. When he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, be strong and very courageous.
Right.
It's very prosperous for you as little sheep in a pasture full of wolves all around. How are to resist the devil? How are you going to resist the devil? You got to put up with him every day. You can blame it on him. You can blame it on the flesh. You can blame it on the world. I don't care. You're dealing with the three big enemies. And you got to deal with them every time you open your eyes, every time you walk out the door. I'm telling you, get into the book of the law of the Lord, study and meditate them both day and night, and your path will be prosperous in the Lord.
Amen.
It won't be prosperous in yourself, but it'll be prosperous in the Lord. And I want to be prosperous, and I want you to be prosperous.
Amen.
I told somebody the other day, all I want to do is feed the sheep, feed the sheep,
yes.
Feed the sheep. I want them to be nourished, and how am I going to feed them? Out of the Word of God.
Right.
Out of the Word of God. I want your delight to be in the law of the Lord, and the law to... I want you to meditate both day and night. Just don't read because you got, you know, you feel like that's your duty. But do it because he's preserved it for you.
Right.
That
Amen.
You can have it and hold it and take with you.
Yes.
This is called the sword of the Spirit.
Right.
It's how you can go on the offensive. You know, you got the shield of faith. He talks about the whole armor of God. You know, all it does is talk about your helmet of salvation. It's out of the, you know, that's your salvation. It's talking about the Word of God when he's talking about putting on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of the Scriptures.
Yeah.
The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Have your loins girt about with what? With truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you what? Free. It will free you from the bondage of this sin-filled world that tells you that you got to do something. You got to do something if you ever want to see Jesus in a more glory. Man, that's heresy. It's bad for the child of God. It'll make you sick to your stomach. That's nothing to feed on. That's nothing to prosper on. I'm telling you, the devil doesn't want you in the scriptures. I'm telling you, he doesn't want to do it. And Jesus, like, it is written. Just go on. I mean, he could have did anything. Just move on. Pick on somebody your own size, buddy. You know, he could have done all that. That's what's amazing. I mean, if you think about it just for a second, you know, he rose amongst the armies of heaven and amongst the inhabitants of the earth. He's dealing with the devil, and he says, look, buddy, it's written. Amen. Just move on. I got something better to talk about than what you're trying to discuss with me. It says in verse 3, and he shall be a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Darren, there's a lot of profitability in the Word of God. It's something that I exhort you on a daily basis, that Peter talked about having a more sure word of prophecy. Peter and James and John saw a lot of wonderful things on the Mountain of Transfiguration. Out when they're fishing, what God had done, he's calmed the stormy sea. They were with him on many occasions and saw many, many, many wonderful things. But at the end of the day, Peter said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. All the experience that I've had to tell you, all the experiences, wonderful experiences that are just mind-blowing, I've got something better than that. And I'm telling you, child of God, you've got it here this morning. You've got it. Because God has given it to you. You've got eternal life. Why? Because God has given it to you. You can read that right out of the scripture. It ain't from Brother Tim's mouth. That's from the Word of God, the inspired Word of God. I hope you are encouraged this morning. When you get up in the morning, open up the scripture. Read a little bit. There's 31 Proverbs. You can read a proverb a day, go through a whole month. You can write the book of Proverbs. There's a lot of good things. You know, you got Isaiah, this small book of the Bible, you know, the small Bible in the book. I mean, it's a glorious book. You know, we got the song book, we got the good book, we got our pocketbook. Those are three books in the church to have. And there's nothing better than giving. And it talks about how we're supposed to give. I mean, everything a child of God needs to be prosperous and profitable here in this life, you've got it contained right here.
Amen.
Right here. It's wonderful. Carry that sword with you so you can defeat the enemy.
Amen.
Keep the sword with you so you can resist the devil. Keep the sword with you so your ways will be prosperous. You don't know where you're at and where to go. You don't need any directions. God's given you all the directions you stand in need of. Thank you.